is Frederick Focus. News Radio 930 WFMD talks to newsmakers throughout Mid-Maryland with your host, Ryan Hedrick.
Hello and Merry Christmas. It is Christmas weekend right here on WFMD and WFRE. And of course, during Christmas Cash for Kids, we focus on raising money for children who are vetted by the Salvation Army and who desperately need resources during the Christmas time. I want to focus on something very serious for a minute and bring on Melissa Muntz, who was recently named Executive Director of SHIP, which is Student Homelessness Initiative Partnership of Frederick County. Melissa, Merry Christmas, and thank you for joining us here on the Frederick Focus Show.
Merry Christmas, and thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about your journey, because you were just recently named the executive director of this organization. How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels good. I'm really proud to be a part of an organization that is doing so many amazing things for the young people here in Frederick. I served as interim executive director for a few months prior to being named the permanent executive director. So I've been working in this capacity for a little while, and it's amazing every day the number of people that need our help. So I'm really happy to be doing that. I have a background in politics and government and legislative work. I also worked in the marketing department at Visit Frederick, the destination marketing organization for Frederick, Maryland. So I'm definitely, I definitely bleed Frederick. I am a true local, and I love it here.
And absolutely, I think everybody listening can agree that Frederick is a fine community. We do so much for the kids. What else can we do? I mean, from your perspective, you see the resources that are put into our children every day. Can we be doing more, and should we be doing more for the kids of Frederick County?
Well, I think we can always be doing more. If there's one young person who doesn't graduate from high school in a calendar year, then we can always be doing more. And I'm really glad that we are in a community with so many resources devoted to helping our young people graduate from high school, move on to college, and even just find gainful employment. But there certainly is always more that we can be doing. And here at SHIP, we do try to go out of our way to find different opportunities for people in the community to help us in different ways, because certainly everyone has a different idea of what they'd like to do to contribute.
When I say, when I read what the acronym for SHIP is, Student Homelessness Initiative Partnership, you know, student and homelessness, it really shouldn't go together in the same sense. It's such a sad state of affairs that we can think of a student being homeless or in need like that. How great is the need, Melissa?
Well, in Frederick County Public Schools alone, there are over 846 young people who are experiencing homelessness right now. And we believe that number is underreported. I think a lot of people hear the word homeless and they assume it's someone sleeping in a park or on a sidewalk. And really, that's not what homelessness means. The homelessness that we see is young people who don't have a secure, safe, and stable place to go at night. So they might be couch surfing. They might be staying with one relative on one night and a different friend the next night. But these are people who are focused on their basic needs. And because of that, they're unable to focus on graduating from high school, on getting a job, on building a resume, on the things that we hope that all of our young people are thinking about. So it really is a very high need, and there are even more young people in our community who are considered disconnected. So they're neither in school nor have a job. So they are between the ages of 16 and 24. And they're here in Frederick County, but they've not been able to find a job, and they've either graduated from high school or they've not been able to complete high school. It's a staggering number. It's a staggering number of people. So we work really hard to eliminate the barriers that these young people are facing to taking the next step in their career and in their future.
Melissa Muntz joining us, recently named the executive director, but as she explained a couple of minutes ago, she's actually been in the role in an interim capacity, a background in politics and legislative action. Coming from Visit Frederick and your experience with the main tourism bureau in Frederick County, what did you learn as far as from a management role that you actually use and implement and the day-to-day operations of SHIP?
Well, I learned a lot of things, but certainly more than anything, I think that working at a destination marketing organization really has shown that sometimes trial and error is the best practice. So at Visit Frederick, we often had to take a risk and see how it would pan out, a strategic risk, a well-thought-out risk, but, you know, really try something new to see what people were responding to. And I'm really happy to have been able to carry that skill over to my work at SHIP. We've worked on a number of new initiatives just in the few months that I've been here that I'm really excited to say were someone's kind of pie-in-the-sky idea. And they made a lot of sense. They solved a problem. And so we jumped in and we tried it. And I think that in a lot of cases, that level of risk-taking is necessary for a nonprofit to be successful.
What does taking a risk look like when it comes to working with students, working with kids? Is it a different kind of risk associated with the day-to-day operations of an organization like SHIP?
Oh, absolutely. I think the risk is different for any organization that you're working with. You know, here at SHIP, I think we're looking at, you know, we certainly, our primary goal is to make sure that our young people feel safe and welcome, because they're not going to be able to continue to make progress if they're not feeling safe or they're feeling uncomfortable. So certainly we want to make sure that that's never in jeopardy. But we do like to try different ways to approach problems. So, for instance, we have a lot of young people who are interested in getting a driver's license. And that can be a really, really big deal for a young person, not just because you have to pass a test and you have to be able to afford to go to driving school, but many of our young people don't have a birth certificate. They don't have a Social Security card. They don't have a lot of the documents that they need to even begin that process. And then when they do, they may not have access to a vehicle, so they may not be able to practice driving. They may not be able to get to the MVA to take that driver's test. So for a long time, you know, we've seen this problem and we've, you know, tried to work with young people to either give them a ride or to pay for their driving classes or whatever the case may be. But recently, you know, we have been exploring a more creative approach that would actually utilize volunteers in our community to help young people learn to drive. So volunteers would give their time and their expertise and allow a young person to train with them in their vehicle so that they, are feeling comfortable for their test. This is definitely a risk, encouraging our volunteers to put a new driver in their car, and then, you know, SHIP figuring out the insurance piece. Again, definitely a risk, financially a risk, a liability.
For sure.
It sounds like a complicated process, but, you know, the need is there.
Right.
And we as SHIP need to figure out how to fill that need. And sometimes that means we have to think outside of the box and we have to do something that perhaps hasn't been tried in our community before. And we're excited about that. And of course, we'll do it strategically and we'll do it thoughtfully and we'll do it in a way that will be in the best interest of the people we're serving and our donors. But we're excited to be able to try these new approaches.
If you've been to a Starbucks or a YMCA, a Boys and Girls Club, maybe the Woodsboro Craftsman, you've seen the SHIP boxes and the SHIP boxes homeless for the holidays. You could donate a hygiene item, and we'll get into that. Somebody may be listening saying, do you operate out of a community center, the overall organization of SHIP? Do you operate out of a place like the YMCA? Where can kids go to get involved with SHIP, and how are you identifying these children that need your services?
Sure. So we do have a physical office in downtown Frederick. We're located on Broadway Street, and we do welcome young people to stop by during regular business hours. We, of course, have numbers on the door. If someone were to stop by after hours, they could certainly see who to contact and how to find us. But we do get a lot of our referrals from the school. So Frederick County Public Schools, many of the school staff and school counselors know how to reach us, and they provide referrals of young people that we can help. We also get a lot of referrals from Frederick Community College. There are a surprising number of young people who are actually in college and actively working to get that education. who are experiencing homelessness. So we're very fortunate to be an official partner of FCPS and also a partner of many other local organizations that are able to provide referrals to us and tell young people where to find us.
When the child is identified through whatever means you're using, primarily through the school district, what are you looking for? Because sometimes children aren't going to be forthcoming about their circumstances. So how are you extracting that information and getting to the core of what's happening with the child?
That's a great question. We always tell the school staff to over-refer rather than under-refer. If there's any inkling in their mind that perhaps this person is experiencing homelessness and could use our help, always, always, always refer, and then we can take it from there. We do have a case management staff whose first step when they get a referral is to process an intake. And what that means is that they meet with the young person and they talk through their situation and they establish, first of all, are they McKinney-Vento eligible? And what that means is that, you know, they are legally considered and considered by the school to be experiencing homelessness. But also, what are their goals? What are the barriers that they're facing? Because every young person has a totally different set of barriers. You know, I really think one of the greatest things about SHIP is that we don't have a one-size-fits-all approach. We try really hard to individually work with students on their individual needs and goals and where they're trying to go. So, you know, our case managers pay special attention to understanding everyone's circumstances. And if a student is, in fact, experiencing homelessness, we get them involved in our programs right away and start to work with them immediately.
Melissa Munz is the executive director of SHIP Frederick. It's an advocacy and action organization that tries to stop child homelessness. And on their website, shipfrederick.com, this is heartbreaking. In the 2019-20 school year, homeless students, and she kind of defined homeless, and we'll tell her to do it again, but were found in 61 of the 66 schools in the Frederick County Public School System. That is an awful lot of kids, Melissa.
It is. It really is. And the numbers continue to grow. And unfortunately, we believe that due to COVID, the numbers are significantly underreported. Unfortunately, COVID has had a significant impact on this population, like it has to everyone.
Sure.
And we've had a lot of difficulty in identifying the needs of young people the way that we used to, because for a year and a half, we weren't in the schools and we weren't able to see the situations firsthand.
Yeah. What did COVID do to your operations, even though you weren't executive director? Were you still with the organization during COVID?
I was with the organization for part of COVID, and it definitely had some impact on what we did. We continued to work. Our case managers continued to reach out to young people and work hard to eliminate the barriers they were facing. And those barriers increased during COVID. You know, many of our young people already have difficulty with transportation, with being able to, you know, find employment. All of these things just became worse as COVID began. And still today, we're seeing a lot of those results, and it's very unfortunate. But our case managers have worked harder than ever during this time to make sure that the needs of these young people are being met. We really, really are happy to be back in the schools, physically in the Frederick County Public Schools every day, because really, a young person who's focused on trying to feed themselves and trying to find a place to sleep at night is not thinking about the fact that maybe their shoes have holes in them. And they're not going to ask for new shoes because they're thinking about their basic needs. Our case managers, being face-to-face with them, can see that that's a need and can address that for them. Over Zoom, that wasn't possible.
Right.
So we're really seeing an increase, you know, in our ability to assist as we move forward. So we're happy to be back.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I've talked to a lot of Frederick County Public School teachers who had a hard enough time getting their children to turn on their Zoom cameras to interact with them on a day-to-day basis, trying to identify this something is trying to identify these types of problems is a way different task, a way bigger task. Melissa Munz joining us, executive director of SHIP. Give us a brief history of SHIP. How was it created, and I guess why was it created?
Sure. So SHIP is less than 10 years old, so we're a relatively new nonprofit to the Frederick community. And we find that the work that we are doing is very, very unique to the area. This is certainly a very specialized function, and we focus pretty strongly on case management to assist needs of young people who are experiencing homelessness. So every single person that comes through our program is going to have a service plan that is specific to that individual, that identifies their individual goals and the way in which they're going to be able to get there. So it's really customized casework. Our organization started with just one young person who was experiencing homelessness and needed new shoes. And it sounds so silly, such a small thing, but that really highlighted the need that there was in this community for assisting these young people. Our programs really started with clothing donation, which we still do today. Young people and the school staff, on behalf of those young people, can request emergency clothing from SHIP, and we have a very, very active group of community members who are at the ready to donate clothing in the appropriate size. And that's really where we started. And from there, we branched into our New Horizons program, which is our high school year program. We also have a summer academy, which works with high school students over the summer, and they're actually able to get high school credit for coming to our program in addition to working on life skills. We also have a host home network now where young people can be placed in a volunteer host home in the community. And we still, you know, we haven't lost our roots. We still are very focused on providing basic material needs, whether that be clothing or hygiene items or technology to our young people to make sure that they're able to get ahead.
Melissa, do you believe that the work that SHIP is doing is life-saving work potentially?
I do. I truly believe that the work that SHIP is doing is life-saving. We are working very hard to end the cycle of poverty and the cycle of homelessness before it starts as an adult for many of these young people. Students who don't graduate from high school are 3.5 times more likely to become homeless as adults. So if we are able to step in and make sure that they are able to graduate, they're able to go on to secondary education or technical training or find employment, we can end that cycle before it has truly begun. That is an extremely powerful thing, and I really do think that we are saving the lives of some of these young people.
When you intervene in some of these situations, are there ever situations where a Child Protective Services, the Sheriff's Office, Frederick City Police need to get involved and a child needs to be removed from their home?
It can happen. We do work closely with all of those partners, and we do, you know, we work hard to maintain confidentiality for all of the families and all of the young people that we work with. But it can happen. We've had a number of situations where we've had to call on one of those partners to assist. Everyone in our office is a mandated reporter, so we are, you know, certainly careful to, you know, safety is first. We want to make sure that the young person is in a safe situation. But what we find is that, you know, we, in addition to working with families and those with young children, we're working with a lot of unaccompanied young people. Mm-hmm. So people who do not have a parent in their life for one reason or another. And those young people tend to be, you know, they've been independent for a number of years. And they're the primary breadwinner, if not the only breadwinner for their family. So it's a variety of different situations that we're working with, and really we have seen it all.
Yeah.
Again, I think the situation in Frederick County, I think a lot of people don't realize just how many people are running into these issues.
Yeah, and again, your definition of homeless isn't living under a bridge off of 15 or something like that. It may be the couch surfing or just the, I guess, the instability. Is that right?
That's correct. We consider someone experiencing homelessness to be someone who does not have a safe, secure, and stable place to sleep at night. So that person may be bouncing from hotel room to friend's house to relative's house night after night. We still consider that person to be experiencing homelessness. they are thinking every minute of every day about where they're going to sleep. And it's very difficult to focus on anything else if you're thinking about where you're going to sleep and where you're going to eat. Yeah. We try to remember the rule of thumb is that, you want food to be readily available every 30 minutes for a young person who is experiencing food insecurity. It's sort of the same idea with homelessness. We want to make sure that, every 30 minutes, if the thought pops into their head, oh, where am I going to sleep tonight? We are helping to answer that question and we're helping to remove that barrier so they can focus on other things.
We talked about the youth support that SHIP does. Talk about New Horizons, which is a pretty significant program under your umbrella of several programs that you have.
It is. The New Horizons program is our school year program, and it runs through the calendar school year. It is in six of the high schools in Frederick County, and we're actually working to expand into a seventh and eighth high school this year, so we're excited about that. Our case managers actually go into the schools and work with young people who are experiencing homelessness that have been enrolled in this program. Each of those young people gets a service plan that is customized to them, identifies their barriers, their challenges, and identifies goals, at least two goals for each young person. One of those goals is always educational because our bottom line of this program is to get them to graduate high school. And we will work as hard as we can to make sure that happens and happens on time. So one of those goals is educational. The other goal can be a variety of things. We have young people who are working to get their birth certificate, a driver's license, a job. It can look a variety of ways. We have some young people who are working to access dental care, vision care, that type of thing. So our case managers work really hard to make sure that the needs of these students are met. And we've actually seen an over 30% increase in graduation rate for young people experiencing homelessness since the program started. So we're really proud of that success. And another key piece to that is our summer program, the New Horizons Academy, which runs for 5 weeks over the summer. Young people can enroll in this program and they have half a day of high school credit instruction. So they're actually getting ahead for the following high school year. And then half a day of life skills. So that's things like financial literacy and self-expression and those things that you don't always get in the typical school year. On top of that, we're able to provide resources for food. We're able to provide emergency housing. We're able to provide a variety of additional resources to support those that are enrolled in those programs.
Melissa Munz, the new executive director, in fact, named the executive director officially on November 30th for SHIP, doing great work. I got to ask you, you're seeing some devastating things as the head of this organization with our most vulnerable population, which is our children. How do you separate your personal emotions for the passion of your job? How do you draw that line and say, okay, Melissa, I don't have any control over this, but my organization could help? Do you ever encounter emotional feelings like that on a day-to-day when you're doing this?
Oh, of course. It's very difficult work. I think in a lot of ways that's very motivating. Everyone here in the SHIP office works very, very hard when they're here because it is motivating and we really do want to help. And I think a lot of times we do personally feel drawn to helping these young people. And, that's why people go into nonprofit work,
right?
Because we feel strongly about this being an issue that we can assist with. That being said, here at SHIP, we are big advocates for work-life balance, because when you're doing work that is this taxing and this difficult, I really do believe that taking time off and taking care of yourself is an important part of that puzzle, because our case management staff can only be as good as they feel. And I think that's a huge important thing that, all nonprofits have to keep in mind. We don't want to overwork our staff and not be able to meet the needs of the people we're serving.
Absolutely. We have about 30 seconds for this answer. Maybe not fair to ask you such a loaded question, but where do you see SHIP in 5 years?
Oh, my gosh. I hope that each of our existing programs has expanded over the next 5 years, but I also hope that we're working on new initiatives to help young people with problems that we aren't even aware yet.
Right. You are an excellent leader of this program. Congratulations on the new position. I know you are going to do very, very well. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And to learn more about Melissa and SHIP, which is Student Homelessness Initiative Partnership of Frederick County, simply head to SHIP Frederick. That's S-H-I-P Frederick.com to learn more about their programs, events, and how you can help and how you can get in touch with this fine organization. You've been listening to the Frederick Focus Show. I hope and trust you have a great Christmas weekend. You're listening to 930 WFMD and 99.9 WFRE. And if you have a story idea for me, simply email ryan@wfmd.com, ryan@wfmd.com. You've been listening to the Frederick Focus Show. Have a blessed weekend.